Okay, so we have to talk about Bennifer 2.0.
Okay.
Okay. In case you don't know who Bennifer 2.0 is, then you obviously don't listen to the show, because we love talking about J-Lo and Ben Affleck, their rekindled romance, or as I like to call it, the deja screw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's been going on a while, though.
Yeah, no, it's been going on, well, a couple of months, not that long.
Mm-hmm.
Not a while. It's been going on for a couple of months.
In Hollywood years, it's like 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's what happened today, and I want to discuss this with you because I'm all kinds of disturbed about this. All right. So Jennifer Lopez is off doing whatever. She's shooting something, or I forget where I saw her somewhere, like working on something. While she's away, Ben Affleck took his two kids, and J-Lo's 13-year-old daughter, Emmy, to Universal. Okay. That's what they did for the day. Mm-hmm. And let me say, I haven't seen Emmy and Max, the twins, J-Lo's twins, for a long time. Emmy is super cool. You should see this kid. I love this kid. She's got blue hair. She has her own style. She's wearing like this baggy sweater and these cute jeans and these boots. I gotta hand it to J-Lo for allowing her 13-year-old daughter to have her own identity and have her own style. I'm sure that's really hard for someone like J-Lo, who's like really into appearances and what she looks like and looking perfect. Her daughter looks like a typical 13-year-old who just has her own style, has her own identity. It's really cool that she's not trying to force her into being like a little mini me.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, I'm already like, I'm totally on board with this kid. Cool kid. And I kind of relate to her, because I feel like when I was 13, I had my own style also, and crazy hair and stuff like that. And I also had a mom who was going, maybe I was a little younger than 13, but I had a mom who was going from relationship to relationship to relationship. My mom was a singer. She was a hottie. She was a backup singer. And there was always like a new guy in the picture. So this must be really weird for Emmy, because think about like this. For 4 years, J-Lo is with A-Rod and they have this one family. His two kids are with her two kids, and they're a blended family. Everyone's living together. These are your new brothers and sisters. Love them. And that's that. And that's your family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they broke up. Now, suddenly, poor Emmy, they're like, hi, meet these two new children that are going to be in your life now.
For now.
Do you know what I mean?
For now, you don't know how long this is going to last. So they could be only in your life for a year.
But that's my point. That I don't know how healthy. I'm not saying that Ben Affleck should not have a relationship with J-Lo and her daughters. And if she feels comfortable allowing Emmy to go hang out with Ben and his kids, the problem is at that age, you bond with other kids.
Mm.
You know, maybe Emmy's super tight with A-Rod's daughters, and it's going to be awkward to keep in touch with them. She's going to have to see them on her own because their parents aren't together anymore. So now here's these new kids and this new guy. Remember, Bennifer 1.0, Emmy wasn't born yet. So she doesn't know who Ben Affleck, right. She knows who Ben Affleck is because he's famous, but and she knows that her mother dated him at one point in whatever, 2006, but she doesn't know him. To her, she's some new guy. He's some new guy that just came into her life out of nowhere. You know what I mean? I think it's weird. For a 13-year-old, whether your parents are famous or not, it's weird to have these people spinning in and out of your life. I personally don't think it's healthy.
Well, I would have been more than happy for my stepbrother and stepsister to go away when I was that age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could care less. You know, if my parents broke up and I never see them again, would have been just fine with me.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like these are the kids that are foisted upon you.
Right.
I mean, luckily, Ben Affleck has a daughter that's close to Emmy's age. So maybe they'll be friends. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
The son is 9. So there's no way that, you know, a 9-year-old, a 13-year-old are going to become like BFFs right now. But the thing is, J-Lo's friends are all saying, they just told Entertainment Weekly that they think this is it for her. That this is the relationship that she always, he's the one that got away, the relationship she always really wanted. But here's the problem. The implication is that back in the day when their careers were both coming up, he was very envious of her. Because remember, she was like a superstar overnight. It was like she was Fly Girl and then suddenly she was J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was still building his career. He's only an actor. He's not a musician, a dancer, a singer, you know, all that kind of stuff. He's only one thing. He's not a mogul like she is. And that her relationship with the her fans and her stardom was the thing that got in their way. So the friends are saying that now he feels more secure in his career. Mm. He's a director. He's won Oscars.
He's
like
Batman.
He feels that. Yeah, he's Batman. Like he feels a lot less threatened by her for now. For now.
Mm.
I just think until you know this is going to be a relationship, it's only been a couple of months. I think doing the blended family thing this fast, I think you keep your kids separate.
Yeah, I wonder how long you should wait before you introduce the kids to your new beau.
Once they're your new beau, once you know that you're going to move in together, once you get engaged, once you know that this is going to be a serious relationship and the kids need to deal. I mean, it made sense with A-Rod because they were engaged and they were living together.
Mm-hmm.
So that made sense. And it sucks that it broke up after four. It sucks for the kids that it broke up after 4 years. Because remember, she's 13. Those were four important years in your development.
Right.
You know, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, like whatever, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Right. You want me to do the math for you?
Yeah, I need you to do the math for me, actually.
9 to 13, that would be four, I think.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, 10, you're right.
11, I mean, 12, 13. Yeah, those are important years.
9 to 13
know?
Is, but now 13 to 17 or whatever it is, that's huge too. So,
well, that's if they stay together. That's what I'm saying. The twins are 13. Emmy and Max are 13. And I think it's interesting that Max didn't go on this day trip. Was he with his dad? Did he have a sporting event? But he didn't, you know, whatever. He didn't go. Maybe he's not into it. Maybe he doesn't want to be hurt again. Maybe he's more emotional.
Maybe he just doesn't like Universal. Maybe he's a Disney kid and he doesn't like Universal.
Maybe he thinks Ben Affleck should not have been Batman.
But the cool thing is when you go to Universal with Ben Affleck, you're not waiting in line.
Oh, yeah. Did you see? I don't know if you saw any of the pictures. So they have, okay, I know this because when I worked at PLJ and we used to do events with Universal, they gave us a person to take us around. And yeah, we're not even famous.
You go in the back way.
Right. You go in the back way to everything. Right. You get in the front line to everything because it was different. We were doing an event there. We were broadcasting live. That was totally different. But all the celebrities, they get this escort. You get a bodyguard and you get an escort and they take you around. They take you through you literally see like behind the scenes of everything at Universal, which is super cool. And then they show you stuff like, I remember when we were there, they were first building some stuff like Harry Potter was brand new. They were still building things there. They were like, come look. Like, absolutely.
Mm.
And they couldn't wait to tell us, like, Taylor Swift was just here and we took Selena Gomez through. And it's really, it's a really, really fun experience when you have the escort.
Yeah, you can get through Disney World in like 15 minutes through all
the rides.
It's
pretty good.
It's so fast how you can get through. It's amazing. So when you are Batman, you probably get through the really cool rides like that. Say the Transformers ride was brand new that year. They want you to talk about it on here. So they want you to ride the ride and then talk about it. So that's, and you're not going to stand in line because you got 17 other rides you have to ride.
Right. That was us too. They just opened Harry Potter Land and all the Harry Potter stuff. And that's why we were there to talk about the Harry Potter stuff.